Thomas and Skumba in the Morning Podcast.
Hey, Fanga Shemi Chiefs, this time around, a very good morning to you from the sports desk. In fact, I'm bringing good news where Amakhosi are related. They've been busy in the transfer market. 7 players making their way out of the club, 5 players extending their stay, including Itumeleng Khune, and of course 2 players joining the squad on new deals. Those 2 players being Cole Alexander, former Bidvest Wits midfielder, and Bafana Bafana international Keegan Dolly. Of course, he at the moment is the marquee signing as he is coming from French club Montpellier. He, let's not forget, is a CAF Champions League winner, having won it with Mamelodi Sundowns back in 2016. Now, to essentially unpack all of this, I am joined now by Amakhosi legend, Marks Goman Gomaponyane. And Tata Maponyane, a very good morning to you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Morana, and good morning to the listeners.
Okay, Keegan Dolly, Cole Alexander, we are beefing up the squad. We've brought back Stuart Baxter, who's the last coach to have won anything for Kaizer Chiefs 6 years ago. Amakhosi are seemingly very intent on reclaiming the glory.
Yeah, in fact, after 2 window periods of not being able to sign, they are just showing that they need to just reclaim the glory, as you rightfully said. But the main thing is the move. I mean, the move is exciting. CBD is back. Remember the Sundown CBD. And then also they have Coleman. Alexander Cole is a man that is really industrious in the middle of the park. You remember him from Vets, remember him from, he's been everywhere, let me put it that way. But he's so experienced. And he's the man that they're hoping that he will play the role of Katsande, who is now out.
Gomengo, Itumeleng Khune is over 30. Laborang Manyama is not very young himself. Kamabilia is not very young, and he's showing that he's not able to last an entire season. Ramahlem Phahlele is experienced and quite old himself. And Bernard Park has been playing football for since Nakotabo Kana Ibizwang, that club Yako Benoni, Benoni Premier United. Now, a concern that's coming from my own colleague, Chris Baloyi, the technical producer, is that Bannaba are the other side of 30, which, you know, brings the concern of why are you extending their contracts when you've got such great young talent that should be coming in. Is there any reason for Kaizer Chiefs fans to be worried about the extensions of players that are now on the other side of 30?
No, in fact, you were saying?
Oh, no, I'm actually agreeing with what you were saying.
Oh, yes, in fact, if you look at the past, all the glories of too many teams that you can think of your Manchester United of this world, your Man City, you will always make sure that you keep those players. I mean, Walker, we know Walker is not a spring chicken, but he's still there at City, and City keeps the winning things. So the point I'm trying to make is, Kaizer Chiefs' history in the past, when they were winning trophies, those are the days when we got there and we found the likes of Bulle Hoko, Waga Waga Dikwebe, the late Raira Mofokeng. Those are the people that we just walked into their shoes. So that is myself and Manyati and all those. And later on, we became the older ones that the youngsters were built with us. And you cannot have a team of youngsters only. You remember last time when Kaizer Chiefs tried to change everything and they have Trussier, Philip Trussier, who had youngsters only. Didn't want anyone older, and they didn't win anything. They were the worst Kaizer Chiefs in a long time. So you cannot just bring youngsters and suddenly you play big games like you saw last time, while the likes of Mashiani were freezing when it came to the final of CAF. I mean, you take a youngster and you say this is a CAF final and expect him to win new things, it's not going to work. So you've got to have youngsters who are playing with guys who have been winning. But the unfortunate thing, though, that we cannot ignore is that, yes, you do have those players that are over the age of 30. But if they haven't been winning things, it doesn't help the youngsters, too. That is why they are signing the likes of Keegan Dolly, that you rightfully said has won also with Sundowns. Mm. So he knows the CAF things.
most definitely. Come and go. Thank you so much for joining us. Nako Isere Fidile. Unfortunately, you know, radio is Nako Aid saying, but we really do appreciate your time here on Kai FM. Of course, we're definitely going to be having you coming on a little more often to talk about a lot of things because season itlokala. But that is, of course, Kaizer Chiefs legend Max Maponyane just chatting to us about the signings and the releases that Amakhosi have made. Big announcements that were made by the club yesterday and, of course, makes for an incredible season to come forward. That is where I leave it for now because I'm well ahead of my time. Morena Mutupi, Kaya Sport.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.